The city of York's public school system could soon be in a state takeover, and it may also be the Commonwealth's first system to be forced to charterize. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports the deciding court ruling might happen later this morning.
Students from the city of York skipped class earlier this week to protest the takeover of their school district. High school senior Ashley DeSantis was one of them.
So this is to show anybody that's driving by, the chief recovery officer, anybody in the community, to show them that we actually do care. We care about our school, we love our school, and we love public school. We don't want receivership to happen here.
DeSantis and 40 of her classmates stood in sub-freezing temperatures on the courthouse steps, while in a courtroom seven floors above them, York County Judge Stephen Leinbog ran a hearing in the State Department of Education's petition to put the York City School District in a receivership. The state took the issue to court instead of giving the school board more time to vet the charter company that might end up educating the struggling city's children. Department of Education spokesman Tim Eller says the push comes after more than 2 years of working with board members on the district's chronic financial and academic problems.
The board is signaling in the decisions it's making and the delays it's taking that it's not serious in focusing on what's best for the students.
York is one of four of the Commonwealth's poorest, worst-performing public school systems involved in the state's Act 141 recovery process. Here's how that's supposed to work. The state installs a chief recovery officer who helps script a plan to cut costs and improve academics, with input from staff, teachers, parents, and the elected school board, which still has autonomy, albeit curtailed. If the board does not approve the plan, it loses its power to a state receivership. But with an approval, the board maintains limited authority and gets an interest-free loan. York secured $3 million that way. Yet 18 months later, the district faces a receivership. Eller explains.
The recovery plan that the board itself approved a year and a half ago did have a contingency plan for the charterization.
But state law requires board approval of charter school operators, and York's has refused to vote on an agreement with Charter Schools USA because of concerns about the company's for-profit status, choosing non-residents to provide oversight, and what critics say is an ill-informed proposal. Teachers, meanwhile, balked at a contract calling for pay cuts of 40% over 4 years, even though that worst-case scenario was reflected in the recovery plan signed by union president Bruce Reich. Here's Reich.
Honestly, I don't think that anybody thought that it would get to that point. We thought that through various things that we were doing that we could get to the point where that just wasn't needed.
The school board ultimately asked for more time to hold a public hearing where Charter Schools USA could answer questions. That's not a rejection, but it's also not the vote requested by York's chief recovery officer, David Meckley. And the board approved a new teacher's contract, but concessions were less than what's in York's plan. Under Act 141, any noncompliance is grounds for a receivership, so long as the Court of Common Pleas in the school district's home county agrees. Pennsylvania School Boards Association attorney Michael Levin acknowledges Act 141 limits school boards' autonomy to a point.
But that doesn't mean that you get a receiver when the crow asks you to do something that's unlawful and half-assed, which is what happened in this case.
Levin also says state law requires public vetting of charter proposals, and it requires other options for students who don't want to go to a charter school. Michael Churchill, an attorney for the Public Interest Law Center of Philadelphia, says those other options seem like they'd be close to impossible with what's currently proposed for York.
There's no provision for it. The district to keep enough funds to provide alternative schools for students who don't want to go to the charter.
Critics also say the state is rushing to wrap up before Governor-elect Tom Wolf, who is from York County and opposes full charterization, takes office. Eller denies that, but either way, Judge Leinbog only has till Monday to rule on the state's petition for a receivership. But the York City School District also has filed a motion for a stay until January 30th, after Wolf takes office. Leinbog will rule on that motion later this morning. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads, York.